Die Young Fathers auf Flux FM mit In My View. 10 Minuten nach 3 am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Columbia Theater. Bereits jetzt sind 2 von 3 Schotten bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die neue Platte Coco Sugar, die vor genau einem Monat erschien und die etwas aufgeräumter wirkt als bisherige Veröffentlichungen. Wir sprechen über das Vertonen von Filmmaterial, die Wichtigkeit von Regeln, die während des Aufnahmeprozesses gelten, und über ihr politisches Engagement, das im letzten Sommer zu einer Konzertabsage in Berlin führte, müssen wir auch noch sprechen. Zunächst aber heißt es: Hello and welcome to 2/3 of the Young Fathers. Aloysius und Kaius sind bei mir im Studio. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. We're good.
Yeah, cool. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside. So,
yeah. Summer just started all of a sudden, like 3 days ago. Yeah. We're still getting adjusted to it. It's like a bit crazy because it happened so fast.
We definitely didn't bring the sunshine because in Scotland it's snowing.
Oh, it's snowing still.
Raining and sleeting. All under, well, all in 1 hour.
So you've just come from Scotland?
No,
you've been touring already,
still on
right?
The road. Yeah. We managed to have a couple of days off before kicking off the European leg of our tour.
Oh, nice.
The first show started in
Belgium,
and we did Brussels.
Nice.
After that was Amsterdam, and now we're here.
Wow. Straight from Amsterdam. That sounds good to me. So how's touring been so far with the new record? I mean, it's a new animal that you're touring
new
around
beast,
with.
Yeah.
New beast.
New beast, yes. It's been really good. I think this time round, it's just been a lot more focused, you know, on the territories that we're doing. You know, we're doing places where people want us. You know, people want us, and the tour is short. You know, you get time off in between.
That's
time,
good.
Time you see the place and just have a little venture around the place. And I think all that stuff helps and keeps people taking over and, you know, feeling all right about performing, because, you know, you're getting a lot of energy when we're on stage. So, yeah, it's definitely the way forward.
I think when you have 3 records out, I mean, there were 2 mixtapes before, but 3 LPs out, it's a good...
You just got to allow people to catch up. I think that's what it is, you know.
Yeah, so, but do you have a good roster of songs that you can choose from? You know what I'm saying? I think it's better than after the first record. Or
definitely spoiled for choice. In terms of like what songs to play live. You know, with this tour, we've tried to keep things exciting for ourselves to, you know, introduce different songs and different sets, and just keeping the spontaneity like alive as possible.
Yeah, it's a good point where you've come to. I think this is it's a new era for the Young Fathers.
Yeah, it's like it's a 100% new lease of life and stuff like that in terms of, you know, being back on the road again, because it's been a while actually since we've done
that tour. 2015 was 16, White Man and Black Man 2, the release of that album.
Yeah.
Now it's been 3 years without touring as much, but now you're back. Congratulations on Coco Sugar once again.
We
love the record. And it sounds a bit tidier than the records you have put out before. You've cleaned up the house a bit, I guess.
It's been a bit more sparse. I think it's just having the contrast and balance.
Yeah.
And balance and, you know, and cleaning up parts and just being, I think it's just being sure and being a bit more confident.
Yeah.
In the decision making and what we want to use. I think it's like that. Because I think there comes a point where you need to venture out of the perception of the group and how the group sees themselves, you know, and I think this is the record that does that and allows people in who would not necessarily listen to our music.
They'd be scared off by the first record.
You know what? I can get into these guys. You know, this is our introduction to them. I think this is a new, like you said, new era.
Yeah. And your own vision on the record was maybe a bit clearer than with the records before.
I think all our records are kind of like poppy anyway, and they had the sensibilities, and like I think the arm was always open from when we did the first tapes. It's just trying something different and challenging ourselves to, you know, enter new terrains, whether that be internally or externally through the record. But in all sense of the words, I think it's just when you have more space, it's like we still are very experimental with our sound, but when you have more space, it opens it up a little bit more to the ear.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for the lyrics as well. You get the lyrics faster, I think. Even as a German guy who's not a native speaker, you know.
Yeah. And we had this, like, you know, conversations within ourselves that we're like, okay, cool, just be more direct with what you're saying. And I think that's what's coming across, and that's what you're describing.
Yeah. And there must have been many Kill Your Darlings moments when you recorded that one, because of the fact that there's not as many signals on the record. I mean, especially Graham, he must have been like, oh, I gotta get rid of so much stuff. Was it harder?
I think it was very organic, because I think we all, you know, you reach the point where you've been touring for, you know, 5 or 6 years, and you get to a point where you want to do something else, you know. You need to, I think, without everyone speaking about, I think we reached a point where you want to apply the uniqueness of the group, and, you know, and put that into a format that causes an impact, that changes things, you know. And I think just stripping stuff back, and if anything, it was easier.
Okay,
it was
cool.
It was easier in one respect, in terms of like sound wise, where you could.
Yeah,
you can reference things. You can reference things, and you know, and it was easier to do in that way. But at the same time, the difficult part was, you know, how everybody feels about the process.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed the process. I thought this is the way forward, and this is what we should have been doing. But everybody else has their own.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't enjoy it, or they didn't like an aspect of it, and you know, but that all, you know, that
filtered
all filtered in and you know, formulates the sound, you know.
Yeah. I was telling you guys before we started the interview that I was reading about the record before I listened to it, and somebody wrote that you were becoming more normal with this record. Yeah. And I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad that they have not become normal.
But nobody really knows what normal means anyway. So
no, not anymore.
What's normal to us can be far alien to someone else.
That's
so
true.
Like, the definition of normal is so vague. But I think it's the simplicity of stuff. And, you know, that's what we considered as normal.
Yeah. And there's another way to approach melodies on that record as well, maybe. Yeah. But there are those weird, in a positive way, weird moments on that record that I really enjoy.
You need the contrast, you know, the light and dark, and, you know, and even the stuff that's in between the grey area. So I think applying all those things, it creates a new thing, a new beast, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's great, because I can listen to this record over and over and still want to still hear other stuff, you know, the sounds and like the melodies are coming through really strong, and it's definitely something that we haven't done before, and you know, the guys and I are proud of them.
Yeah. But I've read that you on previous records you only had like 12 demos, and then there were 12 songs on the record. Yeah. But for this one you had like 40 or 50 ideas.
Yeah. I think at the time we just recorded a lot of stuff, and usually when we record a lot of stuff, it just comes out, and that's just what it is. That's the song. That's the songs that we have. And as soon as we start, we go, okay, these are all good. Let's just put them out. But you know, having to, you know,
pick and choose.
That's a new thing for us as well. Picking and choosing what to go on, what collection of songs fit together. You know, as opposed to just putting everything on it, because it would be too many songs. I think it's pretty dense. You know, it's a hard listen for people. If you're creating new worlds, like, consistently, like different songs, and you want it to be easy listening and people to, you know, get what you're trying to convey. So I think the selection of songs that we picked for this record fitted the best for this. But there's another selection, you know, and there's like another few selections that we had, you know, that if we put any of those other songs on, the record would have been completely different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's just how we want to do, and we love. You know, we want to make albums. You know, we could have had a record where it was just like boom, 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 you know, like, you know, but I think it was like a, you know, we compromised and saying like, nah, you know, it needs to be an album.
Yeah, compiling the whole thing is such a
it's like the
important
the feel,
part, right? Of making the record.
It changes how someone, you know, how someone listens to it, and then now they perceive.
And when you think back of your favorite records, you know when this song ends, and you already know how the next song is going to start and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
But like, a lot of people don't digest music like that anymore. We're in like
that's true in
a playlist culture where it's like it's just songs.
Yeah,
that's all that matters. You're just listening to a whole bunch of different songs, and it's just a collective of all that, and that to people are their albums now.
Yeah, but I think it's good for the band, it's good for the listener, and for the LP as a format that some musicians still think of the whole thing 100%. as a one larger story, because you can still do the playlist thing with it, you know, you can still
this thing after, yeah, yeah, can do whatever they want after, but it's just if you just, you know, you start off as this is what it is, this is the body of work, then I think people do whatever they want after, you know.
Wir haben einiges gelernt, also über die neue Platte von den Young Fathers, von der wir jetzt ein weiteres Stück abspielen, und zwar den letzten Track auf der Platte. Mit diesem Lied hört sie auf, die Young Fathers LP Coco Sugar. Hier sind sie mit Picking You. Die Young Fathers auf Flux FM. Wir verlosen gleich noch Tickets, die letzten Tickets für ihre Show heute Abend im Columbia Theater. I'm picking you and you. The Young Fathers mit Picking You. Das ist der letzte Track auf der neuen Platte Coco Sugar, die heute Abend nochmal live präsentiert werden wird im Columbia Theater hier in Berlin. Wir werden für die Show die allerletzten Tickets verlosen in wenigen Augenblicken. One reappearing topic off the record or on the record is the ability to change one's personal view, kind of. There's different perspectives. Mm-hmm. In, sometimes there's different perspectives in one song on a certain topic. How did you come up with that? Why was it important for you to incorporate those different perspectives?
I think we've been doing it since we were 14. You know, we celebrate each other's differences, and we were three different people, individuals, you know, and I think we come together on things, and we disagree on a lot of things. But I think it's ultimately it's authentic, and it's just, I think it shows the reality of humanity, you know, with everybody just having their tuppence worth in our discussion, you know, and putting their views across, and whether you agree with it or not, it's still part of them, and it helps create what we've been doing for so long.
I mean, it basically started when you were kids, and you were playing on hip hop events, and you refused to play straightforward hip hop.
We turn up, do like 3-minute pop songs and dance moves, and you know, and still, you know, it just kind of. Because that's what we wanted to do, and that's who we were, and you know, we
first attempt to change the perspective.
Yeah,
maybe,
we just didn't have any. We just didn't believe in all the stuff at the time. You know, what people, you know, it's all about being tough and, you know, hard, and you know, whose life's been the hardest. You know, who's had it worst, and all this kind of stuff. And you know, and we were working class guys, so we've came from that. And at the same time, we wanted more. We wanted to, you know, look outside of that and think, you know, what do we actually like? And we grew up listening to pop music, and I think a lot of our stuff is we've come together because our parents listened to a lot of, you know, reggae and soul music. I think that's like at the root and the heart of all of us, and you know, but we listen to other stuff when you grow up, and your taste changes.
And I really think, especially in times like these, it's important to support the idea that different perspectives are possible, because nowadays there's so many people out there in politics who are trying to reduce the whole thing into a black and white scheme.
Exactly.
Who are trying to say this is good and this is bad. It's never that easy. There's so many gray scales.
No, it's difficult. You know, it's difficult to get perspective, because how do you, you know, I can't speak for you. You can't speak for me. I don't know your references.
Or your reality.
Or your reality. And so whatever's happened to you in your life is, you know, shaped, you know, a lot of how you think. So I think it's just having a door open for that discussion, you know, and being open enough and be like, okay, I get where you're coming from. You may not necessarily agree, but you can get where somebody's coming from. I think that's all you can try and do.
And that's happening with me when I look at the BDS thingy, because I get where it's coming from, because Palestinian people are suppressed in some areas of Israel. But at the same time, as a German guy who has his own view on the whole thing, you know,
and the history.
I kind of like, I don't feel too well with people getting involved into the whole thing, because I think Roger Waters, when he's using balloons as a pig form with a, you know, it's just like a... There's so many things where I go like, you guys, you have canceled a show in summer 2017 with the Israeli embassy was kind of like supporting it with a little fund as well.
And also putting their logo on the posters. You know, that was something that was supposed to, you know, be said to us in advance. You know, to kind of simplify that is like, we are human beings as well, so we also just choose what is the right thing to do at a specific time.
Totally true.
And at the same, you know, extent, we're like critical of our government, and we should be critical of all others as well. Like, you know, so as human beings, you just pick what's the right thing to do at the moment and at that time.
Yeah. And I really love that you guys tweeted out some stuff back then when the discussion was like really hot, that you're against some of the decisions the Israeli government makes or has made, but at the same time you're totally against anti-Semitic.
It's
just like, especially from a German point of view, those things people in the BDS or supporting the BDS who are kind of like,
but then it's going to be like in every sort of organization, really, we can't speak for all those people, you know. And it's like Case is saying there, it's based on humanity, and like we have a choice to decide whether we want to, you know, adhere to that and say, you know, a long story short, like we have a record, you know, if you look delve in, you know, for being like consistent in what we, you know, what we choose to, you know, apply, you know, the group Young Fellas, and you know, and I feel like You can't please everybody. You need to take it back to like, how do you personally feel? Not as a group, not as an entity, as a group. But how do you want to do it? No. Do you want to do it? No. We could do it, but then what? How are we going to combat that? Could we try and work in a way where
it was a strange situation? You know, because it's like with other people having already said that they won't play, right?
For me, it's like. You know, you want to, if you want to bring awareness and have a conversation, but that's what I think the promoter was, that's what the festival was saying. It's about opening dialogue and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then where was the dialogue? Was there like a stage, a tent where everybody, and loads of seats where everybody can talk and have this discourse about what's going on and how they feel? Was that there? Yeah. No, there wasn't. I feel like it's very easy, you know, for people just in general to be like, oh, let's have a conversation, but they don't actually want to talk about it. They don't actually want to try and come up with solutions or say like, what can we do to help the cause? Because, you know, on one hand, people can say, you know, all around the world there's injustice, all around the, you know, and I think that kind of sweeps under the rug and doesn't actually deal with the actual problem, you know, and it's like, it's all governments, it's all people, it's all, you know, and you need to try and combat that somehow.
Yeah.
And you have to take it from a personal point of view and think, do you want to be affiliated with that in a sense? Because things weren't made clear to us. We says, you know, we need transparency, and there wasn't any transparency. And even when we okayed the posters, they never had
those
things.
That's a strange thing as well. I agree with you that was a strange thing as well.
It's like, you obviously know that it's going to be problematic. Yeah. So that's why you're not showing it to certain people. So if it's just like, listen, this is what we're trying to do. This is going to be, these people come, and it is inclusive. It is. Then I think that's a different conversation. Then that's a different way of approaching the situation.
And I really like the fact that you guys, as I said, tweeted out some statements when the discussion was like kind of hot, and then one realized that the Young Fathers are still using their own flag, you know. They're not like,
that was
kind of like disturbing me with some artists that all of a sudden they were like, there was like that BDS flag above, you know. And I was like, I felt strange about that, but I realized it's your own flag still.
Yeah, so like, yeah, maybe that, but like, most importantly, we don't wave any flags. Like, we represent ourselves. And, you know, it's not a game of sports where, you know, you have to pick a side and you wholeheartedly go with whatever they say.
Yeah.
Because I can agree with you now about a specific topic or whatever, but I can also disagree with you.
Sure.
And also, like, you know, say, oh, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
What you did there was wrong.
Yeah.
I don't have to take everything that you do just because I agree with you once.
Everything
is like holy.
Well, with me, it could be.
You undercover Jesus. That's all that is.
No, but I'm sorry that I had to bring that topic up once more, but no, especially in Germany, it's a very sensitive thing.
No, it is a sensitive thing, and we kind of realize that, you know, from the conversation that we've had. And, and I think 100%. it's a genuine thing that people want to know, and, you know, and they have a right to know as well, you know, to question things or be intrigued by, you know, what our response is. I think you just have to, allow that, you know, that's part of the conversation.
Totally.
And we weighed it up as like, you know, where the dialogue will come from, whether or not we will do the show, and us not doing the show has created more of a dialogue for us to have more discussions.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's it, and you know, we'll stand behind it, and you know, and we're up for questions, it's fine, you know.
Yeah, cool. I want to thank you for that, guys. Really want to thank you for that. Yeah. So what can people expect from tonight's show? Is it going to be a best of?
Expect the unexpected.
Yes. That's what I wanted to hear.
There we go.
Okay, people. So thank you a lot for visiting us.
Yeah, pleasure.
I'll give away some last tickets for tonight's show. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. 030-2000-9000 jetzt anrufen für die letzten Tickets für die Young Fathers heute im Columbia Theater. Wir haben außerdem signierte Vinyle und CDs hier zu liegen. You've brought some signed CDs and then vinyl. Thank you for that. Wer die haben möchte, der schreibt eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de. Eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Young Fathers. Wir schicken euch handsignierte CDs und Platten zu. Vielleicht in die Mail auch reinschreiben, ob ihr einen Plattenspieler habt. Sonst ist das ja traurig, mit einer Vinyl zu Hause zu sitzen. Ansonsten 030-2000-9000 für die Tickets für die Young Fathers. Thank you, guys. Say hi to Graham. And we'll meet again.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.